Welcome to the 14th episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have very funny Jimmy Wolford. Today's topics include hiccups, wealth or health, our eulogies, haunted bears, and puns. Lots and lots of puns. I hope you guys enjoy listening.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We'll shit on Jake and lose the podcast, huh?
It's been a couple weeks since we've been mean to him.
We should be mean to you for the podcast, but also fuck you.
We're good.
Have we started yet?
No.
God damn it.
That was a good start.
Everyone drink at the same time.
Oh, we started?
Yeah, we did.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So is this for us or for them?
God damn it. He said he was going to ask that.
I said this would be the first thing.
What?
Yeah, that question.
Is the podcast for us or for them?
I don't even know what you mean by that.
God damn it.
What do you think, Brittany? Is this podcast for
Is it for us or for them?
For us.
Good answer.
Cool, so we can just talk then. It's no pressure, guys. Let's just relax. Have a good time.
Right?
God damn it.
I have the hiccups, so if I'm particularly quiet on this episode... That's why.
If you're gonna hiccup, do it loudly so we get it on mic.
Just go.
I didn't decide.
Go hiccup. Just say it. Just say it, and the people get it.
Because
this is
for us. People are not gonna understand.
Here, drink this upside down.
Yeah.
Drink syrup.
Drink the syrup upside down. It hips.
I don't think that's how it works.
It hips.
You just have to hold your breath.
Okay.
I'm serious.
None of the solutions have ever worked for me when I have hiccups. Like, I hold my breath, I drink water, I try to scare myself somehow.
How do you?
I just look in the mirror and I'm like, ah!
I'm done. Yeah, I don't want to do a podcast anymore.
Holding my breath always works.
Really?
Yeah.
It's never worked for me.
I've never gotten the hiccups. I don't remember ever having to not have them anymore, so I think that it means I've
really?
Never had the hiccups?
I don't think so. Is that
That's
weird?
Crazy.
Yes,
that's
super
weird.
Super weird. That's super why weird. I'm reacting like this.
It's always a weird.
I can't.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow.
I've never experienced this before.
Well, I have from ballet.
So. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Do you guys ever have the hiccups so long that when they go away, it's kind of weird and you're like,
I don't trust
where this. Where are you? Yeah. There was that girl who got hiccups for like 6 weeks straight and then she died, right?
Jesus. Was it related?
I don't think she. But the hiccups didn't kill her.
Yeah.
I think she might have.
She was getting a car accident.
Well,
she happened to have hiccups.
The hiccups were probably a symptom of something else. I don't know. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
It's a weird symptom to have. Hiccups for a disease.
What do hiccups mean?
It's
like, what
air
is that?
Caught in your diaphragm. I'm pretty sure that's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that sounds right.
That sounds right.
Just let the air out, Jake. Just
let it all out.
Just take out your diaphragm.
Is this going to be the whole show? Is just
Can
trying to
stab
cure
you?
I mean, if this lasts any longer, then sure.
Poke some air holes in them, yeah.
actually just poked me.
I thought that would at least scare you and get makeups away.
Yeah.
I was watching you do it.
He was trying to help.
But you didn't think I was going to actually do it,
That's
did
true.
You?
I have a friend who's never had a brain freeze before.
I've never had a brain freeze either.
What?
No, you're lying. At this point, you must be. You've had a brain freeze, right?
No, I don't like cold. Like, I don't like ice
cream
or anything, really.
You know,
or, like, Slurpee.
Not a big Slurpee guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't get... I mean, when they say brain freeze, if I drink something cold, like a Slurpee, my throat will hurt for, like, a long time, but it doesn't hurt my head.
You've never had a brain freeze either?
I guess not.
What? That's so weird. Raul?
Oh, yeah, I get brain freeze. Well, I mean, I'm eager to have my shake or Slurpee, so I get them all the time.
But do you, like, do you like having the brain freeze?
No, I don't. I don't.
They
no,
hurt
no one. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Bad.
You're just like, it's like this intense cold headache.
If a brain freeze lasted any longer than they would, you would have to die. Like, they're really bad.
I get that in my throat. Like, if I drink something cold, it'll be like a really intense cold pain in my throat for, like, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds.
You know, they say that, like, the male brain freeze is actually more pain than giving birth, so...
that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I heard online. I'm pretty sure I read that.
The male brain freeze?
I don't like... I didn't like that at all.
I wish I read that somewhere.
You no, didn't. Like, are you, like, I can't tell if you're being serious.
No, he's clearly made that up right now. The male brain freeze.
It's something about having a penis just makes the brain freeze. Just so,
well, men do have larger brains than women.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah.
We can all agree on that.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. It's just more.
Well, I mean, Europeans don't matter, so. Is that too? Is that too mean? I don't know.
No.
No, she likes it.
I don't have feelings.
Well, you don't have enough mental capacity to process emotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard there's a specific type of headache. It's called like a suicide headache.
Ooh.
Where
sign me.
I've had a lot of those.
I've been needing that extra push.
That actually is supposed to be more painful than childbirth. Like, women who have had kids and get this type of headache say that the headache is worse.
Why is it called a suicide headache? Just it's so bad you want to kill yourself?
It makes you want to kill yourself.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, right?
What causes the headache, do you know?
I'm not actually a neurologist. I just heard about it on the internet.
Also, I have this weird thing in my neck.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're probably going to die.
Oh, okay.
Well, take yourself out now and do us all a favor.
You've been having weird pain in your neck?
No, I was making that up too.
Oh, okay. I was.
Do you ever tell the truth?
Yeah.
Is that
a lie or is that the truth?
But if it was a lie,
then I'd be telling. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I was just doing the whole.
Did you tell them we're at Denny's?
What?
Oh, did you,
we're at Denny's.
Yeah.
Tell them that we're at Denny's.
Yeah, we should probably explain all the.
Yeah, that's why this episode's not going to be good. It's because we're in a diner.
No, this episode's not going to be good because I'm on it, okay? Don't blame Denny's.
Yeah, it's a real 1-2 punch.
Am I the jab or the cross?
Boy, you know more about a 1-2 punch than I do. I just know the reference.
Damn it.
Which is more powerful?
The cross.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're the jab.
Thanks, buddy. Right? That's a compliment in this context?
Yeah. You're wonderful, Jimmy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can we keep talking about this?
Sure.
Don't keep talking about this.
Oh, okay. You're terrible.
Do you have any questions?
God damn it.
Wait, I'm not going to say probably, that.
You can't. No, it's fine. It's fine. Just normally,
immediately.
About, yeah. It's like, oh, let's try 3 minutes.
I got nothing.
I'm really right out of steam.
Steams.
This is what's going to make
this. Put the questions away. It's fine.
No, you can.
I mean, I asked a question and then we started talking about it, so it's like fine.
I remember.
I like one.
We should probably explain Denny's more.
What is a Denny's?
You see, a Denny's.
Yeah.
And,
I was going to ask you, do all you guys have medical insurance? I swear this has a point.
Not right now.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
So, how sick or injured would you have to be to actually go to the doctor?
Like a brain freeze?
It'd have to be super serious.
Because my friend, she seriously thinks that she broke a rib, and she doesn't have medical insurance, so she's like, no, I'm just not going to figure her.
Is she on the PEP to getting medical insurance?
No.
Well, Obamacare?
It's Caitlin. She's never going to do any of it.
She would know if she broke her rib.
She's been in like severe pain for a couple days.
Jesus. Okay. Obamacare, though, like, they're making people get medical insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
That's the whole point of it, right?
No,
that's like, nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're forcing you to get medical insurance.
So if she,
because Obama cares. Pun number one. Okay.
Because I feel like if you don't sign up for it, you have to pay some huge fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I have medical insurance, so it's not really.
So she's fine. La-dee-da. I'm number two.
What?
She's fine. Mine.
God damn it. Should I keep counting the puns?
Yeah, keep on.
Please. Love that.
But yeah, there, like, before I had my insurance, there used to be, it would have to take like a whole lot for me to decide to go to the doctor, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, before I got my insurance, I hadn't been to the doctor in like 6 years.
What?
Like
that. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
It's not until the guy got my insurance that I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just go in and see.
Love that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, check doctors, how they were. And, like, you know, because I've known that I've had sleep apnea for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
But I was never diagnosed with it. And so I told my doctor that, and he's like, well, how do you know you have sleep apnea?
I'm
like,
because I can't breathe.
Yeah, because I wake up in the middle of the night going, you know, like, it's, you know, I just,
he's like, tell.
Yeah, and he's like, well, how did you go throughout your whole life or whatever? And I'm like, well, I just kind of went to sleep hoping I wouldn't die the next day. Oh, you know, that's pretty much how I live my life.
That's how I live my life every day.
Yeah, right.
I hope I don't die.
On the edge.
They were telling me in Vegas, I can't remember which one of you was telling me, but they were like, Jesus Christ, Raul sounds like you.
Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I thought there was a bear in the room.
It's funny when you have insurance, though, because I'll just feel kind of gross, and I'm like, I guess I'll go to the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, doctors are wonderful, right?
I love going to the doctor.
Yeah, no,
Yeah, but you have, like,
it's nice to feel like someone cares about you.
That's the reason why.
Yeah, even if you're paying them to care about you.
Yeah, but it's like, it's something.
I did realize the other day that that's why I like the doctor so much, because you get a lot of attention, and everybody asks how you are.
Wow.
It's
are you okay?
A troubling insight. How are things at home?
You guys don't care, like my doctor does.
Have you heard of Munchausen's?
Give me a copay! No, okay.
Munchausen's is like people who are starved for attention, and they pretend to be sick, or have the hiccups or whatever,
yeah,
and
like
they keep going with the doctor. Like over and over again.
Have you heard about Munchausen's by proxy, where you like poison your kid or whatever?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's the craziest.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like that woman from The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
M. Night Shyamalan's best work, if you ask me.
I like Signs.
Who would argue with you?
Unbreakable is pretty good.
You have this weird thing for that movie, Signs.
I know. I love that movie. I really do.
It's all right.
I love it.
It's good.
Yeah.
I was good as Sixth Sense, though.
Or Unbreakable.
I've never seen Unbreakable.
It's good. You might change your mind about Signs if you watch Unbreakable.
I hear it's one of his better ones.
Have you seen The Happening?
All signs point to Unbreakable being the best movie.
Oh,
fun number three. This is going to get old real quick.
Oh, is it? I can't wait for that to happen.
I think it's great.
No, we need more puns on the show.
It's called The Punsters.
It is called The Punsters.
It is. Thank you for noticing.
I pay attention. You know what I
mean? Good on you, buddy. Yeah, maybe I don't know if we originally planned to have more puns on the show, or...
Why did you call The Punsters?
I feel like that...
This comes up every episode.
Every episode, yeah. Yeah.
Well, not the one that I listen to.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a real quick story. Jake thought of it, and...
That's
the end of the story. Just Jake thought of it, and we're like, yeah, I guess that's fine, Jake.
We were pitching names.
We'll let you have
your little thing.
We were pitching names, and for some reason we got the idea to do a pun on an old TV show. Raul said, can you think of a pun with the Munsters?
Is that real?
Yeah. That was real.
I said the Funsters.
I literally thought you were joking. Like, It's kind of right there, right?
Wait, but why would you, like, let's have a show that the title is A Pun Off the Munsters. Like, that's an oddly specific thing.
Well, it was just, we were thinking of old TV shows. I don't know how we got on that. But it was old TV shows that we could make puns about.
Okay.
And the Munsters just happened to be one of those.
Did you guys come up with any other ones?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. The Funsters.
The Funs?
That's one.
I wanted to do Breaking Gab, but no one likes
it. I mean, that would be great if we were a Breaking Bad talk show. I would totally...
Yeah, I shouldn't
have
said that.
No! You've said that twice at least.
Because then someone else is going to take your idea, right? That's the worry.
So should we trust that we...
So we paused?
I mean, we don't have to.
We changed locations. Now we're at the Elephant Bar.
I said Breaking Gab, and then everything the shut off.
Down, yeah. The, no power.
Yeah, I quit the podcast for a while after that.
This is 3 months
thanks,
later.
Thanks for having me get later, back again.
Yeah, we're at Applebee's now. That's gross if we were at Applebee's.
I actually think Denny's is better than Applebee's.
I know that's
a controversial opinion.
Is it? I don't have any love for Applebee's or anything like that, but it's fine.
Their fries are probably pretty similar.
No, I think they have like a spicier kind of fry with seasoning.
But you may not know this,
so,
Jimmy.
You look stupid, man.
Jake is a connoisseur of fries.
Really?
Pretty much all of
them. How do you feel about Raleigh's? Diet.
Ooh, Raleigh's is good.
Raleigh's is good.
Yeah?
A little overrated.
Okay.
People go crazy for them.
Well, that's because they're not around.
That's true.
It's a commodity. I was going to say it's a commodity.
Yeah.
It's rare. I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep explaining it.
Like, you don't get them a lot.
Right, no.
And when you do, it's exciting.
Sometimes they're not there, but sometimes they are there, and when they are there, they're good.
How do you feel about In-N-Out fries?
They're okay.
How do you order them?
Can I have some fries?
Classic. But like crispy or what? What's going on?
Just regular.
Okay.
Nothing fancy.
No animal style.
Some connoisseur over here. Piece of shit.
Well, animal style has meat and cheese on it.
I don't think so. Animal style is just their
cheese and onions.
It's grilled onion, cheese, and sauce.
Yeah.
Thousand Island.
I don't like cheese. So.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb.
Dumb?
You're an idiot.
I love cheese.
Yeah.
Look. Everybody fucking loves cheese. I get it. You don't have to defend cheese.
I don't know
cheese.
Why you're yelling.
He just ate cheese and a tortilla.
Yeah.
Oh, your hiccups are gone.
See? All it took was just to talk about cheese.
We're going to get you.
Do you have any gum?
I don't.
Damn it.
No, I do. Sorry.
Also, I quit.
Gum on the podcast?
Sorry.
Is that a good idea?
No, I don't.
No, that's our code word for cigarettes.
Oh.
It's classic. I just like it. I don't know. It was a weird life bit, I think.
Yeah.
All
right. I get that. Anyway, we got any questions?
Yes, we do. All right.
All right.
All right.
If you could only have one, wealth or health, which would you choose?
Wealth, because you can buy yourself some health.
Is it?
Yeah, but that's how that
works. But what if people not get sick?
Yeah, you know, because there's a cure for cancer.
Have you guys seen Elysium?
Yeah, I haven't, so
I don't know.
It worked out really well for science. Steve Jobs, so.
Oh!
Controversial.
Fuck you, Rowan. That's such a hard question.
Well, okay, if you pick health, does that mean you're going to be poor or just...
Not wealthy.
Yeah.
And how much health if you pick wealth? Like, how sick are you?
Yeah.
Do I have AIDS or something? Or
like, what's just going on?
You're terminally ill if you're wealthy.
But like, what kind of...
Yeah, that's mad.
Like, what's the timeline here?
Yeah.
5 years.
Ooh, I could do a lot of fun stuff in 5 years.
5 years isn't too bad.
Yeah, but you could do more fun stuff with 50 years.
Being poor? Maybe. Gross.
I mean, can you work your way up?
Except the gorilla Denny's.
I didn't eat anything.
You're still here.
I just want everybody to know that. And are you, if you're healthy, does that mean mentally healthy? Like you're very happy?
Yes.
That could be.
Well, I've never experienced that.
I can't even,
that
I don't even know
good.
What
I
that's
think
like.
Health. I want to be a mentally healthy person. That sounds good.
I mean,
I guess health.
Sell out.
I mean, I guess health probably. Yeah. I don't want to die in 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was religious and I thought I was going to go to heaven afterwards, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
But it's just an endless black void of nothingness. Welcome to the dumpster.
Yeah. Just.
You don't believe in God?
I don't. No.
Do you?
No, I don't.
You said that like.
Well, guys, I have some literature that I need you to look at.
I'm so concerned. You don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny.
What is one popular thing you never understood the appeal of?
This podcast.
Cheese?
Oh.
Well, are you saying we're popular?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't give a shit if you don't like it.
I don't know. It just seemed like the easiest joke to make, so I just said that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
No, I'll think of a real answer, though.
Okay.
Bacon? Wait, we said that.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
Cats?
cat.
I'm not a huge fan of cats. Cats are fine, but they're
not.
Are cats popular though?
On the internet? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No, but they're just like there.
Cat memes are popular.
Yeah, cat memes. Well, no, this is a weird cats in general.
People have cats. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah.
But that's also, I mean, are clothes popular?
No, well, but clothes is a necessity. Clothes. Yeah, you don't have to have a cat.
Okay.
You know?
And cats most people are have popular. Pets, though. But you don't have to have a pet. Like, saying a specific kind of shirt is like, flannel is popular.
Right?
I'm storming off.
But yeah, no, cats are popular, certainly.
Okay. I get that's a weird
thing. I don't think that I would consider cats popular.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, well, you guys have a weird definition of popular.
Yeah.
They're popular.
Yeah, they're definitely popular. Like, at least, okay, if you're from the internet, they're popular, you know?
If you're from the internet.
You guys aren't from the internet. I'm from the internet. Because I know that cats are popular.
I just think memes in general, I'm so over them.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, no, they're terrible. But
so many texts a day.
Oh, that's stupid.
Memes. I don't fucking like from care. Ian.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What's a meme? Classic.
I wanted to see how long we could maintain that silence. Is that a real question? We can answer it if it's a real question.
It's not a real question.
Okay.
It's the things with the pictures and the words.
Yes.
Sometimes they're funny, but mostly not.
Usually no.
Yeah.
The overwhelming majority of the time.
I'm a part of a group text with some of my friends, and I will wake up in the morning to 17 text messages with memes. And there's no way out. I can't.
You can stop being friends with those people.
I try to get them to take me off the group text, and they say the only way out of the group text is in a box. Well, what is a popular thing that you don't understand?
Oh, yeah, the question.
Okay. I've never really gotten nightclubs, clubs.
Okay. Why is that
funny?
Do you not like to dance?
No,
yeah, Jake doesn't.
But like, just don't feel the music, bro.
Just become a slave to the rhythm.
Yeah. No,
I don't.
But you don't understand why they're popular?
Like, yeah, I mean, can you understand their appeal even though it's not your thing?
I guess so. I mean, I guess, yeah. But I don't think there's anything that I just can't wrap my head around why it's popular.
What about Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like him, but he doesn't baffle me. I'm like, oh, he's a cute singer boy. Of course, some girls like him. Those are the words that I would describe him with. He sings.
Cute singer boy.
He is a boy.
Is he? Okay.
Professional comedian Jimmy Wolfert.
I'm an amateur. Come on. Open mic.
Yeah, you could really tell. I'm sorry. It was Justin Bieber. I get.
Who don't you get?
Oh, that's a great question. Who don't I get?
I never got Pitbull. Never understood that. I also don't like the fact that he calls himself Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
I don't know who Pitbull is. I've heard the name.
Yeah, exactly. See, that is me, okay. You know.
You don't need to. It's you.
He's like a bald person?
That's what he's famous for.
Yeah, he's bald. He always wears suits, but he sweats so much. And it's like, why are you always wearing long sleeves if you're sweating through your fucking suits? It looks disgusting.
I'm sure that there's got to be some comedian that I don't...
Well,
let's not talk about that. I don't know.
Not like a local comedian.
Not again, Jake.
No, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, you hated that one, dude, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying not to talk about that.
Jeff Billitow?
Oh god. I have no problem with Jeff Billitow.
Can you edit that out?
Yeah, please.
Can you edit out that Jake Disharone hates Jeff Billitow?
We're doing the shit raw, remember?
Oh yeah, raw. Just
raw,
like
baby.
But I feel like you're making that joke, and if anybody hears it, they're gonna be like, "Oh, he secretly does." But they're making a joke about it. I don't hate Jeff Pillow. He's a wonderful man.
All right,
stop talking about it. So we can edit out a small portion of the podcast.
I can't.
I can't let it go.
He's gonna keep me up all night.
So you start getting the hiccups again.
I'm too scared to get the hiccups again.
So is Pitbull a rapper?
Sort of. That's the thing. I don't know.
Here, look at that.
Look at that.
I mentioned his name because I don't understand what he is. Because he's kind of a rapper, but not really. He like I don't know. That's the thing. I don't get him. That's what
girls
I'm saying.
Girls love him, though. Like, I have a couple of friends who get really mad at me when I say that I think he's gross.
He seems gross.
Yeah, he's dripping sweat.
No, but he has a suit on, and women like suits.
I like suits, but not when they're filled with sweat. Yeah.
Well, it also helps if you're super handsome.
Yeah, it also helps if you're John
Hamm. They like John Hamm in a suit.
Yeah. If he was rapping,
more like John Hamm.
Yeah.
Pun number four. Damn.
Do we have another question?
Yes, okay.
John Hamm.
What was your favorite game to play as a child?
You said that really intensely.
That was what was your favorite game?
Crash Bandicoot Warped.
Shut the fuck up.
Best friends forever.
I can't even believe you just said that. Best friends forever. I talk about Crash Bandicoot all the time. I love that game.
How often does that come up?
Way more than you would think is possible.
Because I grew up on Crash Bandicoot and I rarely talk about it.
I love that game. No, you don't understand.
I never played the first one though. I only played Cortex Strikes Back and Warped.
Okay.
And CTR, that's pretty fun. Is your place now?
I always brag about how I beat Crash Bandicoot Warped with like 105% completion, which is...
I beat it,
which is really the worst thing to brag about.
Percentages.
Yeah.
I'm playing it again right now.
Are you?
I'm at like 78%.
It's really hard.
You guys, what are we doing? Doing this podcast? Let's just fucking go play Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Is it multiplayer?
No. You can trade off. It's part of the cycle. It builds friendships. It's good.
No. Right now, it's destroying friendships.
Now, are we talking board games, or are we talking
video
games?
It's a video game.
Hide and go seek, any game.
Oh, that's funny.
I used to play hide and seek. When my dad found me, he beat me.
God damn it.
I used to love cops and robbers and stuff.
Were you a robber?
Yeah, never wanted to be a cop.
Because she always stole the show. Was that a pun?
I liked it.
We'll count it. Okay. What number are you on?
Five.
All right, there we go.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
All of the puns.
All of the numbers.
I don't know. I guess we played hide and seek.
I played a lot of tag with my neighbors.
Freeze tag.
With some of my hot 13 neighbors when I was like 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
You saved that.
I'm like 25. I'm like, hey, ladies, want to play some tag?
Also, weirdly, we'd call 13-year-old girls ladies.
Anyway, that's not the weirdest part of the story, by the way.
I love when guys refer to you, like, even now, like, if I'm with multiple girls and a guy refers to us as ladies. I really like that.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Some women hate that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I don't think it's condescending.
It seems so douchey. Hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Not in a very, like, not when somebody's trying to say it in a weird way like that. Yeah.
Ladies.
No, that's good.
That'd be a good.
How are you guys doing?
Batman trying to pick up one with it.
You want to see the Batcave? You got to show me your Batcave. Her vagina.
Yeah. What?
Her vagina?
Oh, a pussy.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Nobody was with me on that riff. Okay, it's fine.
No, that was fun. That was good.
Thank you.
It was weird that we just just show the Batcave. That's it. You just want to see the Batcave?
What would you do with
it? Whatever. Go spelunking.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. It's the grossest episode so far. Spelunking is like the grossest word.
I want to spelunk all of it.
I want to spelunk in your luscious vagina. So moist. Okay, guys.
Oh, God. This is
gonna
work.
Come on, ladies.
Who is still listening to this?
No one. No one's listening to this.
Have you ever been called ma'am, Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, really? Some people are really bothered by that.
If I felt old, it would bother me, I guess, but...
You don't feel old?
No. Well, I get called ma'am on the phone all the time.
I don't understand women who feel like that... is something you only say to...
Yeah. Well,
it's not.
It's just a professional thing.
Yeah, nobody says miss anymore. Excuse me, miss. No, who says that?
I do just in case.
No, but I feel weird when someone calls me sir. Like, I feel bad for that person. Like, if I...
Yeah, like, makes them so low.
You're gonna call me sir?
What?
Are you like, okay?
Yeah.
I get it, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
What is something you would like others to remember about you at the end of your life?
Just how pretty I was. That's really...
That's what I was going to say.
How pretty you are?
Yeah.
Were you going to say that about me or about you?
When I die, I want people to remember how pretty you were.
About you.
Boy, I don't know much about this guy.
Our gravestones?
Pretty hot.
Yeah. Our gravestones are just a picture of Brittany.
That's really funny.
You could do worse.
I've thought about it before, how people would talk about you at your funeral. I don't know what...
Yeah.
I guess I think of the word charismatic.
When I think of people at my funeral, all I hear them saying is, finally!
I think people will talk about your laugh a lot.
Yeah.
It's a great laugh.
His laugh could just light up a room. That's what people say about you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm practicing for your funeral. Because it's coming.
Are you planning something?
Yeah. It's coming. People to think I'm cool.
People to think I'm cool. Great.
No, if people could say that I'm funny or smart or something like that, that would...
Just like general positive attributes.
Yeah. I don't... Nothing specific.
I just, yeah, would like for people not to talk about how flaky I am. I guess that'd be great.
So it's a funeral. She didn't even show up. What the fuck? So flaky.
Look at her sleeping through this, too.
I guess there's stuff that I don't want people to say about me, I guess.
Like what?
Ooh, what is that?
Like, do you think your parents...
Condescending.
Yeah. Do you think your parents would talk about you being with the Lord and stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they would.
Wait, what?
He's with Jesus now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Nope, again, black abyss of nothingness. Yeah.
You rise up from your coffin.
I'm like, is he fucking Jesus?
Yeah, you're with Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with Jesus. We're together. We're an item.
Yeah.
This is the second podcast where we're talking about fucking Jesus.
Yeah, it is.
God damn it.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah. Way to Ryan Hicks it, Jimmy.
So vampires are pretty cool, right, guys? You guys like bacon? Bacon, anybody?
What if a vampire was doing stand-up comedy? What would that be like? Go. Okay, next question.
Have you been the kind of friend that you would like as a friend?
Have you been the kind of friend that you would like as a friend?
Yes.
Can we go back to the funny questions? These are
too introspective.
Think about your death. Are you a good friend? Like,
because if the answer is no, that's not funny. Right? Like, no, I'm pretty awful.
I'm the worst.
I wouldn't. I'm deeply flawed. Anyway, so wordplay is great, right?
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Okay, this one's lighter. This one's lighter. What is your favorite TV game show?
What's your favorite TV game show?
See, there we go.
Supermarket Sweep.
What the fuck is that?
What?
Wait, is that the cart one?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a supermarket.
Okay.
You were so shocked. What is that?
Oh,
I know exactly what it is. Oh, that's weird.
What's the temple one?
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
That one was sick.
Yeah.
It always scared me when people were pulled away from the dark corner.
I
was like, oh shit! Yeah. And then they just kind of put him in here.
I would have freaked out.
Like, right. You know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that show's why isn't that show on anymore? I'd still watch that.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
Is it? Like Nick Jr. or something?
Did anyone else have a fantasy of getting gacked? like a sexual fantasy of getting gacked. You know what I'm talking about? Gacked right in the face.
I get it. Gacked. That's a terrible word.
Yeah.
Gacked?
No, I never wanted that to happen. It seemed...
Anytime I saw somebody getting messy, like...
Wait, is gack like slimed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just seemed cold.
Oh, no, they warmed it up.
Yeah.
It was like room temperature. It was just like lukewarm slime dripping down your body. It was fun.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
disgusting.
Is this the most disgusting episode?
Not, probably. It's not great.
No?
It's not, good.
Not great. From experience.
Lukewarm slime on your body is not good.
I get it.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
It's
because she was in that Nickelodeon. Show. Oh,
yeah, right. She's a Nickelodeon star.
Oh, yeah, that's what I knew that.
She knew Mary Beth Lindberg.
Wow. Mary Beth Lindberg? Who is that?
You really pulled that name.
I assume. I know Mark Summers.
No, she was in All That. I think so, right? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
She was All That in a Bag of Chips, number five? Six.
Wait, what is that?
She was All That in a Bag of Chips. Did people really say that? I feel like that
people
was an
expression. Say that, yeah.
But I feel like that was an expression that people only ever used ironically.
No.
Wow.
What time frame did they like the actually use that?
I think, yeah. The around the time All That was popular.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I always like the intro music to that.
This is All That.
I can't get it. That's all we know.
There's probably other lyrics, I assume, but nope, don't know them.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? The intro used to scare the shit.
No, that was the scariest intro. Absolutely.
I could watch the show, but I would have to leave the room for the intro. Because that clown.
Yeah, the clown.
That sounds really convenient. You could get your snacks just by the intro and then just go watch.
Like, I'm not scared anymore.
Where you guys? Why she was leaving the room. I had to leave the room because I had to get popcorn. I just had to get out of there during the intro.
Were you guys more Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I like both, but Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark was a little better. But Goosebumps had its own, like, kind of.
I never watched the show. I read the books a little bit.
Okay. The show?
TV, Are You Afraid of the Dark? The show.
Yeah. It had a cooler vibe, I think.
It
I loved
scarier.
The Choose Your Own Adventure books. Ooh. But I would always like hold my place in like four different
Do you think anybody just read them and was like, oh, I guess
I'm
I died?
All right, that's the end of it.
Putting this back on the
show.
Well,
I just read them like regular books, so I didn't know what was going on.
you're bad at reading.
Just like, so like Memento wasn't that big of a deal for me because I've been always just doing that. They're like, jumping around a lot. That doesn't make any sense. Learned a lot about
didn't this
universes.
Guy die like six pages ago? That's weird. All right, well, whatever. Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yeah.
Those were written in kind of a weird way. Like, they were describing what you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of books.
That's second person, right?
Second person.
Second person perspective, guys. Fun shit.
Dropping knowledge.
I remember.
You're an English major?
Kinda.
Seems like a binary.
That's the most appropriate answer for that question.
Although the Goosebumps movie, the one with the mask, probably scared me more than anything.
I bet if we were to watch Are You Afraid of the Dark right now, it would be the lamest goddamn.
Oh, I watched the Goosebumps movie recently.
No, we did. We watched the Slappy.
What did you watch?
We watched Slappy the Dummy. It was
the
which
Goosebumps?
Is that's a Goosebumps.
Yeah, the Goosebumps. Yeah.
Oh.
It was not scary.
No.
It was bad.
The funniest part to me was that they had this, like, you know, they were doing a talent show within the family. Like, and it was like an
people
everyday...
People being close with their family. That's weird.
That's weird. And then they're like, all right, time to go to sleep, like, at like 3 p.m.
The sun was way up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It took place in Alaska,
weird.
Oh, probably...
Were you guys scared of, like, weird things when you were younger?
Like, what?
Like, I had this weird fear of mirrors because of Bloody Mary.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. I couldn't go to the bathroom. I peed my pants once in third grade. I did. I peed my pants in third grade because I was too afraid to go to the bathroom.
And then
myself.
They sent you to the bathroom.
Oh, no. I just, like, it was towards the end of the day, and I was like, oh, I spilled my water bottle, and then I just went home.
Why did you have a water bottle full of piss?
So convincing.
Yeah. No, I was terrified of a lot of things when I was little. I wouldn't go upstairs by myself. I was really afraid.
Just like any stairs?
No, like, I wasn't afraid of upstairs. I was afraid to be upstairs by myself or downstairs by myself.
You're just afraid to be by yourself.
Okay, yeah, there's a theme. It's not the location. It's being alone, I think.
I couldn't be on a separate floor by myself.
So the stairs were the only safe place.
What?
So the stairs were the only safe place. You just like sat on the stairs.
I don't know if I had any unusual fears like that.
Did I already tell you guys that like one time I was looking up this supposedly this haunted bear. Did I tell you about this?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's a weird story.
Did we say
we didn't talk about this?
Wait, the bear is haunted?
Yes. Okay, okay.
I'm
so
assuming it's
a demon bear.
It's supposed to be kind of like a demon bear. Yeah, yeah. It's an actual bear.
Everyone that gets close to it dies.
No, but tell the story. It's kind of cool.
Okay, so when I was like sometime in high school, like I kind of came upon this link on like this supposedly haunted bear that was selling on eBay, right? So it's like a haunted bear, and there people are trying to buy it so they can send it to like their worst enemy or their ex-girlfriend or whatever to like, you know, fuck with them pretty much. Yeah. And
wait, how did you stumble upon this link?
Someone kind of sent me, or my friend sent me, like, he's like, hey, check this out, this is funny.
You,
yeah,
right? You should totally buy it. You should buy it.
This will go great with your collection.
So I was looking at it, and I was like, this is dumb. And, you know, it came with this whole story how, it was pretty much, it's, like, supposed to be alive, and it walks at night. And it, like, you know, the person who owns it tried to throw it away, and, of course, came back, you know, typical shit. But then, eventually...
free shipping!
I think, yeah. I think it said not to print out a picture of the bear or whatever, or you'll get a call and some bullshit. And I'm like, I wanted to show this to us, you know, so my friend in one of my classes. So I printed out a picture, and I'm like, all right. And then later, like, everyone was downstairs, I was the only person upstairs. And suddenly, like, there's a call. Yeah, right? Never get upstairs. So then I get a call, or it's at this time we actually have answering machines and a home line, you know, because this was fancy. Yeah.
Wait.
Because
what are you referencing? Are you old?
Why you had to set that up like this?
Back in the, you know, we had answering machines. Yeah. I don't know if you know what that is.
okay, so someone was calling the phone line, and I just thought that's a great coincidence. And then I'm like, well, the answering machine's gonna pick up anyway. So the answering machine picks up, you know, it does its whole spiel like, oh, you know, you reached whatever, please, whatever, you know.
We
and
get
goes,
it.
Yeah. And then it beeped. And then it beeped.
And then what happened?
And then
what was your outgoing message?
Wait, why did it beep? Did it? Was there a purpose to the beep?
Yeah, yeah. Usually, when an answering machine, when it beeps, it's after the beep, you leave a message. So yeah.
Okay. So what was the message?
I don't remember. But
it's
good. Wait,
do
what?
You really not remember?
Then why did you tell the story?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
That would be the worst story. And they left a message.
It was a regular person. That's the end of the
podcast.
When he told this story
to me, it was so much better.
Yeah,
you
should
have just let me tell.
Okay, so.
May actually, just you tell this whole story.
So the answering machine tries to answer the call. And it beeps, and it arms the...
What?
After the beep, I'm trying to get this.
Jesus, just let him go. Let him go.
It
beeps.
It beeps.
Did fumble.
And then it starts ringing again. Like, the what the message is more ringing.
Oh, isn't that weird?
That's, yeah, which I thought was really fucking weird, because how does that make any sense whatsoever? So it keeps ringing. And I'm just kind of like, well, that's weird. You know, and I get nervous, and I just go downstairs. And then the next day, I show the picture to my friend, and for some reason, like, I start shivering a lot, you know, and it's kind of like, so that's...
For some reason, because you were fucking scared.
It was cold outside, okay?
35 degrees.
Yeah, it was great for some reason, but it was just weird. It was just a weird experience, and I think, and then I never saw that post again.
Whoa!
It's because
that
weird.
Yeah.
Vanished mysteriously from the internet.
Have any of you guys ever had anything else like that happen to you guys? That's kind of weird. I know you don't believe really in ghosts, paranormal, but something weird or...
Not really. Any ghosts?
I always wanted something to happen.
You always wanted to be haunted by a ghost? Yeah, it sounds great, right? It's so glamorous.
We discussed how much I like attention, right? Yeah,
Do you have any... You have a ghost story, right?
I don't have a ghost story... No. Why would you think that?
Because the way you're weirdly answering this question. Why would you think I have a ghost story? I don't know. I've never been. I know. It's a ghost.
What did you hear?
I
also isn't haunted.
Did someone say something to you? Because.
No, but I get. The only weird thing I was going to say is I get like sleep paralysis. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Shit! Really? Like a lot?
I used to have it more, but before I even knew what it was, I was like, what the fuck is happening to me? Because I remember one time it happened, And while it was happening, I don't even know if I really was or if I just thought it, but I was shaking. And then I remember hearing, my dad has a very distinctive, deep voice, and I remember hearing him in the hallway. And I was like, as soon as I stop shaking, if I do, because I don't know what's happening to me, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go get my dad. And then as soon as it stopped, I, like, there was nobody in the hallway at all. Like, so it was just, I don't know, it was weird. Mm.
If you awoke from a 5-year coma, what would be the first thing you would want to know?
I'd want to know if the new Hobbit movie was any good.
I don't know if the new Hobbit menu was back.
Wake up, coma. Denny's, do they have the red velvet pancake puppies anymore? Yeah, I have to know.
I want the Hobbit hole breakfast. I want the whole thing. That was...
That's 8.
Yeah, that counts as 8, right?
They don't have to be. You didn't say good puns. You just said puns.
Puns.
Yeah. What would you want to know? If you awoke... Okay. If you woke from a 5-year coma, what would be the first thing you'd want to know?
I'm getting in character. Oh. So I'll answer you in 5 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm a method podcaster.
That is... That's some real commitment to a bit. Yeah. Right there.
I would want to know which of my friends came to visit me.
That's a good question.
That's pretty... I know the tone of your voice, like, who came to visit me?
I'm rolling. Yeah, like, who?
Oh, what am I, too busy? Come on, yeah, of course I'm busy.
You guys better come there and record the podcast every week.
Just the sound of the beep in the background.
What do you think, Brittany?
Doop. It's just like heavy breathing, like...
I don't think
we just got psychotic for some reason.
Do you breathe heavily in a coma?
I think you have the breathing.
Yeah. Everything I know about comas I learned from
zombie movies.
From my mother, who was in a coma for years.
God damn it!
So weird. I don't remember what the show.
We have to start wrapping it up because I don't have any single good batteries. I guess.
Okay.
Well, it's been like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been more than that.
Okay.
Was this okay? Was this good?
Yeah.
It was good.
I mean, yeah.
Do you have any plugs? Okay.
No worries, though.
Okay. I mean, Madhouse, March 3rd.
There you go.
I'm doing the Their Funniest Person competition. Come out, support me.
I'll be there to support Jake Dishonored.
Well, thank you.
You should come, too.
Yeah, everybody should come.
Audience.
Also, okay, if we... We spoke last time about doing a live show. Mm-hmm. I guess we should tweet about this and post on Facebook, but if we did a live show, would you want to come? How many people would want to come? Would you come if it was $5 to come see us?
I would.
Because I'm asking the audience.
No, I'm just saying I would.
I'm like, you'll be in the
we
show.
Should.
I don't think we would make
so what I'm trying to say is, you should too, audience.
No, yeah, I'd love to do the live podcast. Thank you for asking me.
We're probably not going to do it, but I mean, just in case.
Like, I'm flattered that you could ask me. I mean,
no, yeah, no,
yeah, thank you.
Of course, it you could happen. Be on the live podcast. You have very good energy.
Good night, everybody.
I guess that's it.
Sometimes I say really sincere things, and it doesn't sound.
It makes
like
it
I'm
uncomfortable.
Oh, I don't think people are nice to me.
Yeah.
No, so far, most comedians we've had on don't care for it. You and Burner both are like, nope, I can't handle it.
Can we just be shitty to me just so I feel comfortable, guys?
Jimmy, this was our worst episode, and it's all because of you.
Sounds good.
Was that mean enough or too mean?
No, that was not mean enough.
Oh.
Can we just go on the table insulting me?
Okay.
Because I've got a few in the chamber that I'd like to get out.
All right, let's go around. Let's each say our least favorite thing. Let's explain why Jimmy isn't funny. Let's start with that.
Go for it.
You don't have to actually do this. We're done, I think.
Free Comedy Fridays at Space Bar.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna plug in. Yeah,
yeah.
Free Comedy Fridays at Space Bar.
Free Comedy Fridays at Space Bar, guys. Come out.
What? No, yeah, you guys.
We can still talk.
Oh, we're ending the show.
We're still here.
Oh yeah, end the show because you're part of the show.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. That's the Punsters. Thank you to our guest Jimmy Wolpert.
You're welcome.
It was really awesome to have you on.
Well, thank you.
And yeah.
I've been Raul Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrun.
I'm Jake Disharoon. Until next time.
Good night.
Have a great life.
Damn it.
You still have your own.
You have a microphone.